Mr. Crowley,
can I just ask you, we just heard Vince Wilfork talk about the relationship he has with his team and the how it feels to be on a team that values the team more than the individual, and how much you have meant to him as a person and how much your late wife meant to him. How important is it to you to bring people in that you can relate to as people, not just football players?
Well, for me at this stage of my life, my family's first, and then my team is my second family, and I love these guys. And I mean, unfortunately, I lost my wife in July, and 53 young men were on the, and the practice squad guys have been like 61 incremental sons who have I've been able to relate to, and they've been so respectful of me that they've helped me go through the most difficult period of my life.
Ms. Kraft, the enduring image here in Indy of the summer is your embrace with Colt Center just Saturday. What do you recall about that moment?
You know, my wife had just passed, and we went down. We had to clean up a few things in Washington, and then I was flying back to my house to visit guests, and I was just shocked when he said the kind words he did. And then when he hugged me, and I hugged him, you know, it was one of those, I don't know if it's inappropriate, iconic moments that sort of symbolize what's great about America, that I could hug the guy who puts his hands on Peyton Manning's tush every Sunday. You know, we need more of that in Washington, where people respect one another, listen to one another on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, and put America first. And Jeff and Dominique Foxworth, and actually Brian Waters, who's now on our team, I met him on that league committee, and we got a chance to establish a great rapport and develop mutual trust. And think about it, we're able to do a 10-year labor agreement. We came this close to missing games, and we were able to put this labor deal together, and we promised the players that if they did this, they would be the biggest beneficiaries. And to then go out, we did these media deals that put every NFL game for the next 11 years is on over-the-air free TV. There's no other sport that does that, and the players will get 55% of that revenue. So that mutual trust has worked out, and we hope to build and continue to make this game. I hope this game Sunday is the most watched game and most watched program in the history of television.
Mr. Kraft.